أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
سورة 17 بني إسرائيل Children of Israel Meccan period Title The title of this surah is derived from verse 4 where the expression Children of Israel occurs. Then we clearly declare to the children of Israel in the book. This does not mean, however, that the surah focuses on the Israelites. The title of the present surah, like the titles of most surahs of the Quran, simply serves the purpose of marking it out from others. It is also known as Surah Al-Isra. Period of Revelation. The very first verse indicates that this surah was revealed at the time of the Ascension, Miraj. Now we know from a large number of reports in the works of Hadith and Sira that the ascension of the Prophet, peace be upon him, took place about 1 year before Hijrah. The present surah, therefore, belongs to the group of surahs which were revealed during the last part of the Meccan period of the Prophet's life. Historical background. By the time this surah was revealed, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had already spent some 12 years calling people to monotheism. During this time, his opponents too did not remain idle. In fact, they left no stone unturned in their efforts to obstruct the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Despite this, however, the Prophet's message spread across the length and breadth of Arabia. Every tribe had at least some members who were influenced by the teachings of Islam. In Mecca, the center of the Prophet's mission, a band of sincere and devoted believers had come together and were ready to stake everything for the success of their cause. A sizable number of the Aus and Khazraj, the two most powerful tribes of Medina, had become the Prophet's supporters. The time had drawn close when the Prophet, peace be upon him, would move out from Mecca to Medina and avail himself of the opportunity to bring together the scattered body of Muslims and strive to establish a state based on the principles of Islam. These were the circumstances in which the Prophet's ascension took place. The present surah was revealed following that great event, expounding the message which the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave to the whole world. Subject matter. The elements of warning, exhortation, and instruction are all judiciously blended in the surah, each in their right proportion. The note of warning is directed at the Meccan unbelievers. They are asked to learn a lesson from the tragic end of the Israelites and other nations and to mend their ways, and to do so before the respite granted to them by God expired. For it indeed was about to expire. They are asked to embrace the message expounded by the Prophet, peace be upon him, as embodied in the Quran, failing which they would be destroyed and would be replaced by some other people. Moreover, the Israelites, who would be among the main addressees of the Quran during the Medinan period of the Prophet's life, are being asked to take heed and bear in mind the chastisement which they had suffered in the past for their misdeeds. They are also asked to avail themselves of the opportunity they had been granted as a result of the Prophet's advent. Were they to allow this opportunity to slip away, and were they to persist in their evil ways, they were bound to court disaster. As for the element of exhortation, it consists of explaining in highly persuasive terms what leads to true happiness and what leads to perditions, what leads to well-being and what leads to utter loss. Arguments and evidence are marshaled to confirm the soundness of the fundamental truths propounded by Islam. God's unity, the next life, and the position of the Quran as a dependable source of guidance. Additionally, the misgivings which were created by the unbelievers of Mecca concerning these fundamental truths are dispelled. These arguments are interlaced with laconic remarks reproaching the deniers of the truth for their follies. As for the element of instruction, it consists of enunciating certain broad principles of morality and collective behavior. These principles were to serve as the foundation for the right way of life, the establishment of which was envisaged in the Prophet's message. In other words, the surah spells out to the Arabs the manifesto of Islam at a very significant moment, just 1 year before the Islamic State was established. Thus, this surah provides the guidelines according to which the Prophet, peace be upon him, wanted to initially fashion the lives of his compatriots and subsequently of all human beings. In addition to all this, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is directed to remain undaunted in the face of the adversities which confronted him, and not even to consider the idea of striking a compromise with paganism. At the same time, the Muslims who were occasionally irritated by the persecution to which they were exposed by the slanderous propaganda campaign unleashed against them by the unbelievers and by the petty and crooked arguments of their opponents are urged to face the situation with calm nerves and patience. They are also directed to act with restraint in preaching their message and striving for reform. The Muslims are also required to vigorously engage in their own reform, in the purification of their own lives. In this regard, they are directed to depend mainly on prayer, which will equip them with the qualities that are becoming of those who strive in the cause of truth. According to traditions, this was the first occasion when the five daily prayers were declared obligatory and when their timing was laid down.